Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker, Gene McLean, Grand Domo of all things Press Box. Please make sure and go to the Press Box LTS or our page on Facebook, the Press Box page, and take a look at it's really exciting. The things that are happening over at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and you want to make sure and take a look at those and check out the process. And if you're interested, there are ways that you can get in contact with Mr. McLean and his team. But for the purposes of today, Mr. Clean, McLean, that's easy for me to say, Mr. Clean McLean, that's Gene McLean Clean, a short holiday break, and by golly, we are racing again at Santa Anita.
Yeah, and, you know, it's fun to turn the calendar a little bit. And, the Christmas holiday is behind us. What a wonderful celebration of life and everything that we kind of grow in this country loving. It's kind of refreshing when we get through with the Christmas season that we are now headed full bore into a new year, and 2020 is right on the cusp. And we start today with a new race meet at Santa Anita, and if anybody really wants to turn the page and have a better year, it is Santa Anita. And here's wishing that everything that they've done and put in place, and the new head of the California Racing Board, Dr. Fiaro, has done out there to help make things better. Let's hope they all work.
Absolutely. And so, Gene, we get it started off today at Santa Anita Park. Opening day, and what a stakes card they have. It is a day filled with stakes races. First post is 11 a.m. Gates open at 9 Pacific time, but a trio of grade one races, and we want to focus our attention on the grade one Run Happy Malibu.
Yeah, this is a three-year-old race. You don't see many races this time of year just for the three-year-old division, but the Run Happy Malibu is for the three-year-olds, going 7 furlongs, and, you know, not a very deep field in terms of numbers, but, boy, a deep field and full of talent, and led by Omaha Beach, and a story of perseverance, story of a horse that's really been through ups and downs throughout the 19 calendar. Here's a horse that was all the world like he was going to be the favorite for the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
Had to scratch Richard Mandel on the connection, scratched him out of that. They did some surgery to repair an entrapped epiglottis.
Yes.
And, it took a little while to come out of that surgery, Buzzy. But, man, oh, man, what a talent this horse is.
Boy, he really is, and you know I've liked him an awful long time, and I'm sure that all those connections would love to finish out 19 with a win out here in Santa Anita. But just and for those of you who are wondering, of course, all of Gene's selections you can find them at pressboxlts.com. Gene, it is a deep card. It has got a lot of racing. It has got a lot of different kinds of racing, and it's an excellent way for the folks at Santa Anita to kick things off.
Yeah, and, you know, and nothing better than hopefully Omaha Beach, who won the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby at a mile and an eighth. He has to scratch out of the Derby. They take their time. They bring him back slowly. He comes back, Buzzy, and he beats probably one of the best three-year-olds and best sprinters in the world and Chance a Lot to win the Santa Anita Sprint Championship at 6 furlongs. Then he runs in the Breeders' Cup Mile and runs second in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Mile. You know, it's hard to find a horse that can be so good at one distance, but you go now.
Right.
He's won a Grade 1 this year at 6. He ran second in the Grade, the world's best mile race. He wins a Grade 1 at a mile and eighth, and now he may be trying a fourth distance at 7 furlongs. Maybe one of the most versatile horses, a son of Warfront. I'd love to see him win this race and then maybe close out his career there in the Pegasus. I'd love to see him race on and on and on because you know, these are the kinds of horses you really get up in the morning and you head to the track with a lot of enthusiasm and excitement to watch. He's special. Omaha Beach is a special horse, Buzzy.
Absolutely. Okay, so again, all your picks for the card at Santa Anita are there, and I know you wanted to mention a little bit about racing down in Louisiana.
Yeah, Fairgrounds has got a big stakes today as well, the Woodchopper Stakes. Kind of fun that Sir Winston, who won the Belmont Stakes, been off since then for trainer Mark Cassie. He's coming back in the Woodchopper. I'd love to see him kind of roll into his 2020 upcoming season and get that kick-started with a big win down at the Fairgrounds. Sir Winston, you know, for Mark Cassie, it'd be a great thing to see him kick-start this this new year off in the right way, too, Buzzy. I'll be watching that, a little bit of channel surfing here all day long, catching a few bowl games, catching a few races, and watching some of the best in the business.
Okay, so again, you can get all of the odds. You can get the story on each one of the races, the complete race breakdown. You can get all that on thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, just hope that you and yours have a great weekend. And just an awesome 2020. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. And I look forward to a great 2020. Going to be opening the LTS in the spring.
Yes!
Before the Derby. You know, Buzzy, I told someone asked me today, as we were putting the platforms in for the parking garage, man, oh, man, I never thought concrete could look so good. But, man, it looked beautiful today, Buzzy.
Awesome. We look forward to seeing it, my friend. Happy New Year to you and yours, and we will see you next week.
See you soon, friend.